Let's get to something that millions of Americans are now doing. They're online dating, and for men, it can be a very fruitless effort. Most of the time, they strike out. My next guest has researched this specifically and has some advice. Graduate student at the University of Michigan School of Information, Danaya Maldana. Do I have that right, Danaya?
Yeah, that's correct, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Danaya, great to have you here. And how many? You must have looked at quite a few profiles in this study, huh?
Yes, in this particular study, we looked at roughly 500,000 profiles of men and women.
Jeez, 500,000. How many did you look at yourself, would you say?
Not that many, personally.
Yeah? I mean, it must get to a point where they all kind of look the same, don't they?
Kind of. I mean, there are, of course, differences. I mean, what we really looked at was the text profiles of the people and not their photographs or the demographics that they've entered, because what we've seen is it is the text profile that allows the users to sort of distinguish themselves.
Yeah, are you saying people actually read the text? They just look at the pictures and move on to the next one?
From what we're seeing, there is an impact of in terms of how people have presented themselves in the text profile. So the text seems to matter.
Yeah, and what you looked at was how men can more effectively attract women by how they describe themselves. Is there a typical way men kind of present themselves in their profiles?
So the way we looked at it is how similar the males profile is to the female's profile that they're trying to attract, as well as how similar and different it is to the competition, that is the other men who are trying to contact her. And what we saw is that that for one thing, if his profile, what he's written, is similar to what she's written, he has a better chance of getting a response from her.
When you say similar, as in what? Like, I'm looking for love and a long-term relationship, that kind of thing?
More broadly, because what we were looking at was simply the use of different words. We were not actually looking at phrases. We were looking at how often certain words have been used.
Can you tell me what kinds of words you were seeing?
It depends. It depends on, as I said, it depends on who that particular female is. So if he was using words similar to what she had been using, for example, he had a better chance. Okay. So basically mimicking her profile to some extent gives him a better chance. But perhaps even more importantly, if his text profile, what he was saying, is different from what other men were saying to her in their profiles, he had a better chance. So there are two aspects: being distinct from the other men who are talking to her, as well as being similar to her.
Yeah, but you wouldn't really know that, right? I mean, in the sense you put your right.
Yeah, so that's a tricky thing, in the sense that, for example, previous research has shown that men and women on dating sites tend to contact people who are similar to them across different demographics and in terms of personalities and profiles. Okay. So, for example, if I were a man contacting a woman on a dating site, I would think, okay, this particular individual has this woman has these kinds of details on the profile. Mm-hmm. So people who are going to contact her are going to be somewhat similar. So I'm going to have some stuff that are similar to her, but at the same time, what can I show that is sort of going to break the mold?
Right.
I'm going to highlight that.
Do you do that in the messaging? Is that what you're saying? When a guy messages a girl, he tries to...
No, so we were looking at the profile, that is the standard profile that they have with their photograph, but I guess it could help with, you know, the messages as well. And in some ways, this information is actually more useful for the dating sites themselves, because they actually get to see who all the men that actually contact the particular woman are. And that means that they can provide better recommendations by linking the woman with people who are similar to her but are different from the men who are already contacting her.
Okay. Is it typical in these sites where, like, it's 100 men contacting one woman? Is that how it typically works out there?
I wouldn't say hundreds, but in general what we've seen is that, for one thing, a significant fraction of the messages that actually sort of happen on dating sites are by men. And in general, like at least in this particular dating site, it was 86% of the interactions were initiated by men. Mm. So yes, in general, you would see more men contacting women than vice versa.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a numbers game, huh? For a typical guy playing this game, huh?
In some ways, but at the same time, I think what this result is telling us is that we can be a little strategic as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, think about what you put in your profile, and probably it's a good idea not to put a shirtless picture of yourself on the profile, right?
Yeah, true.
It's Zaniah Maldana, a graduate student at the University of Michigan School of Information. This is always interesting research. Are you going to do more research on online dating, or...?
We are continuing some extensions of this work.
Yeah, I'd like to see research on the picture specifically, because I think that's what people fixate on. It'd be interesting to see what works and what doesn't. Danai, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.